it's in the form of those Sunday tea with honey when honey has been thinking too much. I've been dwelling on the past a lot. Thank you, car. Such great timing. I've been raking up old relationships and thinking about how they ended. Basically taking old heartaches and heartbreaks and turning them over, worrying the scars until they ache and hurt. It's something you do when you're not sure what you're doing. And you can't see a way forward. And you're not sure about right now. Maybe relationships that you were a bit stupid over haven't worked out. Maybe that what if that you were feeling butterflies about has just gone to shit. Or maybe you're just fucking depressed. Or maybe all of the above. But the temptation to bury yourself in the past and just think on all of the mistakes, all of the things that have gone wrong. Fuck. There is no benefit. But I've been doing that today. I haven't been thinking about the good ones. And that's what you do. You don't think about the good relationships. You don't think about the happy times. The times where you felt sunshine on your face. The times when you had this smile that you couldn't lose. You don't think about the way you laughed. You don't think about the way you danced freely without abandon. No, with abandon. You don't think about those. You focus on the false starts. The things that made your heart ache. The things that left it bruised. The things that cleaved it sheer in two. Those dark nights and desperate phone calls. And you feel wretched fucking hell. See, that's the problem with knowing yourself too well. You know exactly where to stick the knife in for the most effect. You know how to just rip asunder and just rub salt into the wounds. So that's what I've been doing. Been breaking my own heart again. Well, no, a bit. Bruising it. Give him a bit of slap. Yeah, I've been giving my heart a bit of a slap. I think anyone who has listened to any of my rambles and rants recently has known that I'm having a bit of a tough time. And it's okay to have bad days. Because that's human. The trouble starts when you dive deeper, wrap it around yourself and get lost. And I think that's what I've done. I got lost. I got carried away. There's nothing worse in this life than giving someone your heart, being vulnerable, exposed, telling them all your secrets, and then them just walking away. And you blame yourself. But it's not your fault. It's not your fault. You can't control what another person does, what another person thinks. You don't have that power. You can only control what you think, how you view things. And I've been so focused on the bad stuff. But sometimes you have to just lose yourself a little bit. I was on Reddit. Big surprise, I go on Reddit. Sorry, I just need to move my phone so I can unlock it. And I was reading some of the lovely messages I get. Because hey, if I'm gonna drown myself in negativity, hey, might as well go for the full hog, right? And on my front page, I saw a quote. You know me, I love my quotes. And the quote says, "In the process of letting go, you will lose many things from the past, but you will find yourself," by Deepak Chopra. Sometimes there are coincidences which are more like epiphanies. Letting go. In the process of letting go, you will lose many things from the past, but you will find yourself. Wrapping myself up in the past. Putting a false perception on things. I know the way I'm seeing it is askew. You can't force someone to love you, but just because someone doesn't love you doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. So, I've been looking at the shit. What about the good stuff? The times that I've had confidence in myself. The times I felt cared for and loved. That wasn't from another person. That came from me. So I've started to think about the good things. And when I think about the good things, they weren't tied to the person. When someone loves you, it doesn't change your existence. It doesn't. Only you can do that. It's like that saying, you can't live for other people, you have to live for yourself. I've always said that you can't have light without shadow. But that you have to choose to see the positive. And I've always admitted that I'm a fucking hypocrite. I think I needed someone to tell me the things that I tell you. Because part of the reason I make those recordings, part of the reason I try to let you know all that important stuff about not being negative, being kind to yourself, realizing that you are lovable and sweet and wonderful, is because I don't get that. I don't have a person in my life saying that to me. And it does actually make a difference. It helps. don't even know what this episode is. Letting go. I'm not perfect. Jesus fucking Christ, I'm not perfect. And it's really funny that for an atheist I say that a fucking shit ton. I think as a person, you're always a work in progress. And you have to keep reminding yourself. It's okay to have bad days. It's okay to have bad weeks. Or bad months in my case. But it's not okay to give up. Because you're worth more. You are. So am I. With every broken heart I've had love. And I was going to say, it's worth it. But it kind of is. Because every relationship I've had, okay, minus four. Yeah. I've had some real shit shows. Apart from those four, every single relationship did have real, true love in it. And I remember the fall. But I've been ignoring that. When I've been looking back, I've just remembered the breakups. But falling in love. There's nothing like it. But I just deleted all of that because it didn't suit the perception I wanted to compile. I wanted to be miserable. I wanted to be harsh on myself. I wanted to consider myself cursed. That's another car of great timing. I actually said that to myself. Oh my god, and I know it's ridiculous, but that's how deep down the rabbit hole I was. And I'm sorry, my stomach's making sounds. I haven't eaten much today. Fucking hell. So, I've tried to be more honest in my review, where I was a little bit biased against myself. I've been looking at each relationship that I've been parading around myself saying, oh, you're cursed. And I'm like, yeah, shit. You can't make someone love you. But just because someone doesn't love you doesn't mean that you've done something wrong. Emotions defy logic, defy reason. And as much as I believe in happy endings and I am a hopeless romantic, I'm also fucking cynical. This is a total mess of a recording. Oh, my fucking back. Yes, I've done my back in as well. Don't ask. I am an utter muppet. I guess what I'm trying to say in a convoluted, twisted, labyrinthian kind of way. Everyone is deserving of love. But you really need to love yourself first. And if you've ever had a relationship, you know that relationships can be fucking difficult. And who knew that having a relationship with yourself would be just as fraught with difficulties? And I'm not talking about masturbation. That's never been a problem. Sometimes you have to be honest with yourself and say that you are lovable. You're actually ridiculously sweet. You're actually like too sweet. And maybe that's the problem. But it doesn't mean you should change. Having an open heart isn't a bad thing. But there are people who are going to take advantage of that in the world. It doesn't mean you should change. But in my case, it does mean that you get guarded. And a little bit bitter. Bitter. So I guess what I'm trying to say, I know it's hard. I know it's hard with real life and love and hate and broken hearts, negative emotion, and a history that is just ripe to dive into and just cherry pick all these things to make the point that you are cursed and da 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 da. It's difficult. It's fucking awful. It's terrible. But you're worth it. You are worth loving. And I'm talking about you loving yourself. You're not perfect, but there is so much about you that is lovable, worthy, sweet, unique. There's no one in the world like you. Not a single person, not a soul. You are unique. And when you think about the amount of people on the planet, the number of stars in the sky, you're still alone. Alone in the fact that you are the only person like you. And to recreate everything that's gone into making you, every decision, every accident, every mistake, it would be astronomical. All the circumstances that have fallen in line to make you special. And you need to see your full self. I don't mean stand in front of the mirror naked. Well, you can if you want, whatever you like. So, I guess you could call this introspection, maybe, I don't know, introspective, retrospective, retractive, oh, fuck's sake. For every heartbreak that I've been focusing on, there's been love. For every thing that I think people have thought of me, I've been wrong. I've been seeing things skewed. When really, it's not so bad. I'm actually pretty lucky. I'm intelligent. I'm creative. I'm funny-ish. I am plagued with cars and planes, however. But you're the same. You are not made up of singly bad things. You're not made up of singly good things. You are made up of a combination. You have good points and bad points. But why do we focus on the bad points? Why do we take the positives, the positives, and just downplay them? Yes, Banshee, fucking hell. Is it society? Is it the way we're brought up? Is it something that's crawling under the surface that just eats away at us? Because it's a malady that it just pervades society. This need to tear ourselves down. And there goes my stomach again. That was so profound, and then my stomach ruined it. Though it's true. I've read the psychological studies on it, but what do you think? Why is this so prevalent in today's society? Maybe it's always been there, but we just weren't so aware of it. Or maybe it's something new. What I know is that I need to try. Really? Car? Really? All I know is that I'm going to try harder to acknowledge my positive fucking car. I'm going to work harder on accepting my positive assets. That just sounds sexual. Fucking hell. I'm going to work harder on acknowledging my good points, the happy points of my history, that I am loved. That, I just about to say something. It was just like, I know it's true, but it's just really fucking creepy. It's not creepy, it's just, it's weird to say. So I collect quotes, and I remember this quote somewhere. It says, "Remember, you're someone's reason to masturbate." And I was about to say it. Thousands of people have masturbated to my voice, and I'm like, okay, that's still, I don't know, but that's the thing. I don't know how to deal with that without blushing furiously and trying to hide my face. This is a weird Sunday tea with honey, isn't it? Again, we have no tea, but it is Sunday, so we're halfway there. I know this month has been spotty, but I realised, saying this without sounding up myself and not in a sexual way, get your mind out the gutter. I can't see because you're in the way. Now, I do put out a lot of content, and you're here to support me. And every one of you has a choice to not support me. Please don't go. No joke. If you're unhappy, I'm not forcing you to be here. So I need to just think. And breathe and just remember that I'm the reason you're here. My creativity, my voice. It's part of the whole focusing on the positive. So that's what I'm trying to do. It is exhausting. It's complicated. It doesn't come naturally. Trying not to put a perception on what people think just because of the way they act. Oh, it's a fucking nightmare. I need to find a way to fill up time. Because the time I spent spinning that wheel, like a hamster on a wheel, just spinning, 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 just, So, I'm trying. And I want you to try too. I want you to focus on the good things, the positive things, the things about yourself that are special. It could be talent, it could be art, it could be a weird sense of humour, something you're good at, smile, generosity, kindness. Focus on the good things. Look back on your life and think about all the times you were happy. All the times you can remember smiling. And take the memories and the feelings they evoke and wrap them around yourselves. It is something you have to do. You have to push to do that. But it's worth it. If only to remind you that you are amazing. Really. You're amazing, I'm amazing, we're all amazing. And the fact that we are who we are is astounding. So, smile. And think of positive things. Your positive things. And thank you for listening to me ramble. Who knew that June would be so emotionally traumatic? It's the fucking sunshine. See, this is why I like the winter. I am not designed for summer. Thank you for listening. And remember, Oreos are evil, tea is wonderful, and you are amazing.